Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. He's always stirring the pot of information throughout the Ohio Valley.
More like shaking it.
And you might want to get that electric generator today. It's starting to rain really, really badly. And I don't know, this is that weird time of year where you could still have terrible snow showers and accumulation, or you could have spring showers and electric storms and all that crazy thunder stuff, and power goes out. Because you know the power companies these days, and it goes out all the time. Herb Electric. Call Herb Electric. You ask for Rich. You tell them Dimitri sent me, and they will help you get the right generator for your house. We have one for ours. It is wonderful. I mean, anytime that thing kicks on, boom, it just sounds so reassuring. All the lights come on. Everything works. The food isn't spoiled in the refrigerator. We can watch TV. We're on the internet. I'm telling you, these generators, Generac by Herb Electric, are the best. I just think the world of Herb Electric. Another one of my great clients, Dimitri 2020 LLC. So, did you see the big thing last night? The big speech. Donald Trump hit a grand slam. It was just amazing to watch. It really was. I have lots of different audio clips for you this morning, which I've shared some already, and I'll be sharing this next one here. This is really interesting. Well, they're all interesting, or else why would I be playing them? This one is about Social Security, but it's also about something else even more important than Social Security. He goes on and on talking about some of the, oh, I'm sorry, is this the Social Security one? Or this one is about all the insane, okay, that's another clip that I have. This one is about all the insane spending with U.S. aid, this giant money laundering enterprise they have. That I think that's how so many of these politicians end up being multimillionaires, even though their salaries are so low, relatively speaking. They might make, I don't know, 150, 170,000 bucks a year, which is, you know, still great money, you know, by our standards. But by their standards, man, that is just chump change, because they all end up being multimillionaires. And the general consensus these days is that it appears that this U.S. aid thing that they had set up is this giant money laundering scheme, that the money supposedly goes out for all these weird, bizarre things, but really gets funneled back into the deep state and into the pockets of the politicians and their spouses and their children and all of that. It's really quite remarkable. And what Trump is going to do here is make a list, share a list of some of the outrageous expenditures that are listed. But it doesn't mean that all of that money, or for that matter, any of that money, actually went to these crazy things that you're going to hear about. Maybe some of the money did. Maybe all the money did. We doubt it. But what I think is much more likely, and I don't have any smoking gun evidence for this, but what I think is much, much, much more likely is that this was simply a giant money laundering scheme where they would say, you know, $10 million for some crazy thing in some crazy country nobody ever heard of, and then $9 million of that $10 million gets funneled back into the deep state, into D.C., and into the pockets of these politicians and their spouses and family members and all that. I think that's what this is. So let me play this audio clip here for you.
Just listen to some of the appalling waste we have already identified. $22 billion from HHS to provide free housing and cars for illegal aliens. $45 million for diversity, equity, and inclusion scholarships in Burma. $40 million to improve the social and economic inclusion of sedentary migrants. Nobody knows what that is. $8 million to promote LGBTQI+ in the African nation of Lesotho, which nobody has ever heard of. $60 million for indigenous peoples and Afro-Colombian empowerment in Central America. $60 million. $8 million for making mice transgender. This is real. $32 million for a left-wing propaganda operation in Moldova. $10 million for male circumcision in Mozambique. $20 million for the Arab Sesame Street in the Middle East. It's a program. $20 million for a program. $1.9 billion to recently created Decarbonization of Homes Committee, headed up, and we know she's involved. Just at the last moment, the money was passed over by a woman named Stacey Abrams. Have you ever heard of her? A $3.5 million consulting contract for lavish fish monitoring. $1.5 million for voter confidence in Liberia. $14 million for social cohesion in Mali. $59 million for illegal alien hotel rooms in New York City. He's a real estate developer. He's done very well. $250,000 to increase vegan local climate action innovation in Zambia. $42 million for social and behavior change in Uganda. $14 million for improving public procurement in Serbia. $47 million for improving learning outcomes in Asia. Asia's doing very well with learning. You know what we're doing. Should use it ourselves. And $101 million for DEI contracts at the Department of Education. The most ever paid. Nothing even like
it. It's really quite remarkable. And here you have today's Democratic Party, which I swear, I think they've got to be insane, because politically none of this makes any sense. They're defending all of this. They're upset that Elon Musk and his Doge team of young nerds were able to uncover all of this. They're upset that this is being uncovered. They're upset that you're learning about this. That's their political position. When you really stop and think about the implications of that, it's like, oh my God, why would they be upset about this unless they're getting some of the money back, probably a lot of the money back? I don't know what other explanation there could possibly be. All Elon Musk is doing is showing you, it's like, here's your money, and here's where they're telling us it's being spent and on what is being spent. That's all he's doing. And today's Democratic Party, which is nothing like the Democratic Party under Bill Clinton, no matter what you think of Bill Clinton, it is nothing. I mean, it's just, these people are insane. I think they all got caught with their hands in the cookie jar, especially the Stacey Abrams. Her nonprofit had like about $100. And then overnight, they put in $2 billion. Stacey Abrams is this woman who in Georgia ran for governor two different times, a Democrat, of course, claims that the election was rigged. And in Georgia, I wouldn't be surprised if it was rigged, because the Republicans are as corrupt as the Democrats there. But overnight, she got $2 billion. I'm telling you, this is just the tip of the iceberg. And the Democrats' political position is that Elon Musk is a bad guy for discovering this and then sharing this information with you. Here in the Upper Ohio Valley, there's a ragtag group of Marxist misfits that periodically march up and down a street and try to get some publicity, which they do because the local media here hates Trump like you would not believe. And they have signs how Musk has to be deported. These are the same people that loved open borders and wanted illegal aliens to come in, but Musk has got to be deported, and he's a Nazi, and this, that, and the other. And all that is happening right now is that Musk and his people, the Trump administration, is simply telling you, here's what's going on. That's it. They're just saying, here it is. What's really interesting with all these Marxist misfits, none of them have challenged the information that Elon Musk has uncovered. They haven't said, wait a minute, all this stuff is wrong, all that stuff is wrong, you know, this, that, and the other. No, they're attacking the messenger, but they're not attacking the message because they can't. It's really just, it's really quite remarkable. It really is. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And you can also hear me on these great radio stations, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the Audio Path of Totality. And now Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. Next. How would you like to have an incredible career right here in the Upper Ohio Valley, making very, very serious dollars? Well, there's this company that I am proud to say is another one of my clients, Dimitri 2020 LLC. The company is called ECM Energy Services. ECM. They're based on National Road next to Chaps. And I spoke with these folks a couple weeks ago now and said, look, I think a lot of my listeners would love to hear the message that you want to send to everyone here in the Upper Ohio Valley. It's a message of opportunity. It's a message of affluence. It's a message of empowerment. It's a message of hope. They have great gigs, great gigs. Gigs like truck drivers. You can make $100,000 a year easy, and with any overtime, $125,000 a year, and pay attention now, and you can be home every night. OTR drivers, did you hear what I just said? ECM Energy Services, you can make $100,000 a year as a truck driver, driving one of their brine trucks. And with any overtime, $125,000 a year, and be home every night. Be home with your wife, be home with your kids, be home with your pet, be home. Every night you're home. You're making very serious six-figure income. And the benefits on top of that are amazing. There's a whole laundry list. We have a commercial airing regarding ECM Energy Services, and there were so many, this is not an exaggeration, there are so many benefits that come in addition to that wonderful salary that we had to speed up the commercial. I sound almost like a chipmunk saying about bonuses for this and, you know, 401k for that. And then it's a lot. It's ECM Energy Services. And they have the latest Peterbilt 589s. They spent more than $7 million on these trucks. And they're top quality when it comes to professionalism. They are absolutely a top quality. They have more than 2 million miles injury-free. They're very proud of that. They want the absolute best. And they're also positions, if you want a really great career, if you're someone who cares about safety, if you're someone who understands the importance of order and being in control, you can be a ground control operator, sort of like an air traffic controller. It's a ground traffic controller with ECM Energy Services. The pay is fine. They get, again, plenty of wonderful benefits, lots of opportunities for advancement with ECM Energy Services. Let me give you the phone number here for them, because whether you're a truck driver or you care about a ground traffic control, phone number is 724-802-0275. That's 724-802-0275. ECM Energy Services. They're also on Facebook. You tell them Dimitri sent you. If you're looking for a career with a top quality company with incredible benefits, it's ECM.